Where are they? Nearly an hour late, and no messages explaining why. Guess I'm adding this to the list. Finally. There you are, mortal. I was starting to think you decided you'd had enough and just quit. I wouldn't advise that, by the way. Getting back to the mortal world isn't easy if you're, well, immortal. You have the report, I presume. Go ahead and read it for me. Okay. That sounds about right. What? Is suffering output really that low in the pit of fire? That's usually our most productive team. That's another problem that needs fixing. Alright, keep going. Has acquisitions already secured that land that Mephistopheles left undefended? Perfect. We can start building some holding facilities for all the souls we're getting. That old man keeps slipping up lately. Alright then, any messages? Well, I'm not surprised that the tar pits would be asking for more workers. They do this every century, I swear. I'm not even going to bother with a reply. If that doesn't tell them that I'm fed up, then there'll be some serious discipline going around. Oh? Psychological torture R&D is requesting workers, too. Actually, I guess they could use some more. Oh, I know. I'll transfer some for the tar pits. That'll teach those little pests. Is that everything? Well, in that case, there's something I need to discuss with you. Alright. Let's see, how do I put this? When you started here, you really impressed me. You worked so much faster than I had expected you to. I remember one time you delivered 3 messages to the farthest corners of my domain, and you were back in only a few hours. And you weren't just fast, either. When you collected reports, you made sure they were accurate and organized. You made things so easy for me. It was just what I needed. Now, I never expected you to keep up that pace. I get it. You were excited about your new job, so you worked harder than normal. I figured you'd eventually settle into a more stable workflow. But, to be frank, lately you've been a disappointment. It takes forever for you to get from one place to another, and your reports are constantly full of inaccurate information. I'd have to set aside a demon just to fact-check your reports, including, the one you just gave right here. Shut up. Shut up and quiet. I'll give you the chance to explain yourself eventually. For now, you just listen. Now, I've been patient. More patient than most demon lords would ever be. You've received warnings, additional training, and even got an assistant of your own, but none of those measures have made an acceptable improvement. By now, I've started considering replacing you. If I have more demons that could take your position, they're just waiting for the job. None of them could do as well as you did at the beginning, but there are plenty that cannot perform you as of right now. I'm still undecided on what should happen to you if you were replaced. I know I won't be giving you a different job. I'm not so generous that I'd give you a chance to fail me a second time. Possibly just throw you out and let you wander hell for all of eternity. I might even take your soul and add it to the ones to be tortured. Sure, it's more work for me, but I'm awfully steamed at you right now. Alright, enough about that. I'll let you state your case, but it had better be good. Oh, so some of my minions are going out of their way to make your job difficult, are they? And just why would they be doing that? Because you're mortal. Well, I did expect that there would be a mixed reactions from the other demons when I hired you. But I would never have expected them to go that far. But if that's the case, why haven't you said anything? This isn't the first time I've brought up your drop in performance. Were they heckling you back then too? They threatened to hurt you if you said anything. Really? I think you might have your priorities a little mixed up, mortal. See, you should be much, much more afraid of me than you are of them. Did you not think I'd want to know if you were being harassed? Did you think I would just allow you to continue on with your subpar performance? Besides, they can't really do anything to you. Some other demon lords allow infighting among their minions. They think it makes them more, vicious. But I don't tolerate that sort of chaos in my domain. To me, order is far more effective. They know that. Their threats were empty. They are demons, after all, so I wouldn't put it past them to make empty threats. Huh? Oh no, you're not forgiven yet. You're in hell. There is no forgiveness here. It's a dog-eat-dog world out here. And if you can't even stand up for yourself and do your job, then what good are you to me? I'm afraid that if you're going to be that weak, then this just isn't going to work out. Eternal punishment it is, then. Oh, quit your begging. Oh, my dear, sweet, gullible little mortal. How many times are you going to fall for my little tricks? Personally, I hope never. That's right. I'm only joking. I wasn't going to send you to the pit of despair or whatever. I'm not going to let my minions bully you into leaving either. What sort of demon lord would allow that kind of insubordination? I'll punish any demon who dares to interfere with you doing your duties. Listen, I want to tell you that it... Okay, you know what? Wait one moment. I can't do this from a throne. I need to be looking at you eye to eye. Okay, I want to tell you that you have a place here, in my service. Don't allow yourself to become discouraged. I had many, many choices, but I decided that you were the one most suited to be my assistant. True, it was sort of an off-the-cuff decision, but you've proved that I was right to do so. I'm not going to go so far as to apologize for being harsh earlier. It sends the wrong message when a demon lord starts apologizing to their minions. But I hope you know that I value you. I was upset because, from where I was sitting, you were wasting your potential. From now on, please let me know if there's something getting in the way of your work. I expect a lot out of those who serve me, but I also look after them, and you especially. You're kind of special. Well, it looks like I have some work to do of my own, dealing with those insubordinate subordinates. No. Don't tell me their names. It's better if I find them through my own methods. I'll teach them that it's pointless to threaten you to silence. I can track them down myself. Although I guess you did have to tell me what was happening for me to know what I should track down. I'm going to have to work on a way to find out when my minions are threatening each other. It's possible that you aren't the only one. Anyway, until I root out all the offenders, I'm putting you on a mandatory leave. Vacations don't come all that often in hell, so make the most out of it, will ya? You can pretty much do whatever you want, but if you want a recommendation, I hear the sulfur fields east of my domain are particularly lovely this time of year. So why don't you have a little look over there, my cute little mortal? I can't see past my own nose. I'm seeing everything in slow-mo. Look out below, crashing down to the ground, just like a vertical locomotive. That's the train. Am I painting the picture that's in my brain? The train with the sky locomotives. My motives are insane. My flow's not great. Okay. I conversate with people who know if I flow on a song, I'll get no radio play.